North Korea's reach may be longer than we thought. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Hermit Nation's ultimate end goal is long-range ballistic missiles. Officials said this week that their short-range ones are ready for combat. But Voices of Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says North Korea has long-distance plans of another sort already in place. Evidence surfaced during a recent conversation between Todd and a Christian released from a North Korean prison.
They sent somebody to his home in Australia. They sent somebody to his office in Hong Kong. That was the thing that was surprising to me, is that even in far-off foreign countries, they have people who can go check out information.
So what can we do to help our persecuted Christian family in North Korea? We can pray. And organic produce may be all the rage, but most consumers don't consider how it affects the people who are growing it. Many of Farms International loan projects help third-world farmers create a sustainable income. Joe Richter of Farm says there's growing interest in greenhouses, which are actually good options for farmers wanting to go organic. Because of the demand for organic produce, they get more income. And ultimately, this increases the local church's ability to share the gospel.
There's a real interest in growing crops in greenhouses because our program gives interest-free loans to these individuals. They agree out of their project profits to tithe back into their local church, which really spurs on evangelism and church planting.
Ask God to bless the greenhouse farmers and to spread this project to other countries. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. These words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.